or yigva debi kniya. You have to make a kinyan in it. Because, man, you didn't pick it up, you're not claiming the whole thing, you only chayav for the revias that you took. What's going to be though? Gibir, the Mishnah says, let's say the Shema picked up the whole barrel, the notle and many revias, and then he only took out one revias, the nishpura, and then the barrel broke, the yoyas, mishalam de mekula. This is the case of Shlichas Yad, that since the Shema picked up the whole barrel, Al Manash just to take a revias, but he picked up the whole thing, he was like con of the whole thing, he's called the gazman on the whole thing, and therefore he's chayav b'yonshin. That if it breaks later, he has to pay the nekula. Nothing more says, no, Emily, how do we know this? The Tana Rabbanu went like this. It has Bisham in order to say the Shlichas Yad is chayav just the machshav alone, even though you didn't do it. The Tana Rabbanu, the Pasuk says, our code of our pesha. Bisham ayyamim, malam, the Pasuk comes to teach us, shechayav ala machshav b'kemaisa. Our code of our pesha is like a ribui. Anything wrong the Shema does, means even if the Shema only thinks about taking it, making the Shlichas Yad, just thinks about using it for his own sake, he's chayav just for that thought. Or they still learn him now, ain't a chayiv, at shishtach b'yad, until he actually uses it. She never, the person says, in the sholach yad, in lechas v'yayu. Now she mamash has to take it and use it. Omer, and Beisham, and Beisilo, there's a loik v'anemra, a code of atesha. But there's a ribuy, a code of atesha. Mash, many things you do wrong, even with mashava. Omer, and Beisilo, Beisilo says back to Beisham, to Beishamai, by loik v'anemra, the person also says, in the sholach yad, in lechas v'yayu. Which is mashma, a shem is only chayiv if he actually uses it. He has to be shleich b'yad, he has to send his hand there and really use it. In Cain, Beishami has his back, like you Beishamai. In Cain, Beisil has his back to Beishamai. Matam Adlein, our code of Atesha. What does the extra prophet say, our code of Atesha? Sheyocha Beisil says like this, because I would have thought to say, Ainli Yelahu. Maybe only the Shemer himself is chayiv. Omer Yavu L'shluchim Inayin. How do we know if the Shemer makes a shliach to be shleich b'yad? How do we know this is also one of the cases that we say, Yesh shliach l'dvar v'evro? Talmud Lomar, we have a special prophet here, our code of our pesha. That's the Reba here, for anything that the Shema does wrong, even though he only does it through a shliach. But Avadi, he has to actually use it. He has to be shliach b'yad. Since the Chiddush is not only if the Shema himself does it, even if the Shema points a shliach, the Shema is chayiv, because we say, Yesh shliach l'dvar v'evro. But shliach, yeah, this is one of the three cases that we say, Yesh shliach l'dvar v'evro. Then the Mishnah says, he's just a chayiv. He just tilts the barrel. He's not kona, he's not over the shliach yad yet. Omer Rabba, Leshonu Ela Nishpa, if it broke by itself, then you potter. Avalech Mitzo, let's say the wine turned sour, then Mishalem is cool, you have to pay for those things. You're Pesheya. So that's just Pesheya, Mazel Gedayimu, to be shrill Shechistra Chmitzo, Shkendech Yan Hachmitz, Bechri Chosser. What happened was you tilted the barrel and you took out some wine. So by you taking out the wine of the barrel, you caused the rest of the wine to become Chomitz. That's called your fault. My time, the Gemara says, Gira the day, it's like your arrows. The Hanalei caused it. In other words, because you emptied out some wine here, you made the barrel not full, and that made it possible that the air gets in and makes it ferment more, and it became chametz. So it became chametz, it became vinegar. So you're the one that called the pshiyah, therefore you're chayiv. Asmati, maybe you called the grammy, you'd be potter. Asmati. But as a shema though, you're chayiv, you're called the pshiyah and the shmira. Then the mission says, let's see, pick up the barrel, then we're not going to take a revias, you're chayiv with those things. Oh my Shmuel, learn not to know the mamash. He didn't take any wine out of it. And the kibbutz said, "Via lito." As long as you picked it up with a contention of taking it, after pishle, nothing. You didn't take it. Still, you call the shlech b'yad right away. As soon as you picked it up, I'm not to take it. Like you made the kinyan, you call the shlech b'yad right away. No lema is talk of Shmuel shlichas yad and etzvich chasaron. If so, for just picking it up yichayiv, you didn't make any chasa yet. There's nothing missing here yet. So you see, Shmuel hold them like we had a machlokes before. But you see, Shmuel's gonna hold shlichas yad does not need chasaron. Amri, I tell you, Loi, Shani Yochi is different. The Nichle, the Tehevi, Hai Chavius Kuloi, Bosses Lai Revius. He's happy that the whole barrel should be a Bosses to this Revius that he took. That's what Kishatish Mois Revius, who had Tachmas Levim Sikhas Yad Bedov Racha Sikhas Oren. But that's because of Magviya Amanasa Shlech Bayad, Kozman Shechoser, he wouldn't be Chai Bagbor. And now you have a Yain is different. Yain is not watched, ever the Kli Moli, but with the whole barrel. It's considered like when you have down to pick it up and take out the one revius, it's like the rest of the wine in the barrel is watching your revius wine. So you're like a shell on it. You're like using his wine. What happened here? You have down just to take one revius of the wine. You want one revius to belong to you. But now you want to use the whole wine in the barrel to watch your one revius of wine. Because if the wind had been for the rest of the wine in the barrel, your revius would also get spoiled. So here's the issue is, it's a shell shlemi das.
Now the Gemara says, boy, Ravashi, Ravashi, yes, if for Shaila. Hey, you be anarchy, if you pick up a wallet, Little hemeno dinu. You only have in mind to take out just $1 from it. Ma, what's the locha? Do we say you're a shul and the rest of the money you be chayif for everything for insin or not? Chamro hu, by wine we say the svod le mintor el agav chamro. Wine is only watched agav all the wine in the barrel. Like we said, if there's some wine missing, then the rest of the wine will be spoiled. So it's a svod, even though you only plan to take one revius, but it's considered like you're using the rest of the wine. The rest of the wine is like shul to you. Avo zuz, but by money mintor. Like you only have das to take just $1 out, and $1 you can watch by itself. So maybe you don't have das to use the rest of the money. Or duma maybe no. Shani ni terusa diyanakim ni terusa the dinner. Take all. That if you watch your whole wallet, you watch it much better than just watching $1 by itself. So you'd much rather that your $1 should be in this wallet. It's watched better that way. So if it's all considered you're being shown the rest of the money, then you would be chayif. So this is more advice by take all. And Rashi says, Kis mole niri could see it better, mishtam, you could watch it better. V'yeneich liyas never kedini yechidi. It's not easy to be lost like a single coin. So if that's a more suffix, is it called the show on the whole thing here or not? Alright, hadin alecha mafkid will stop here.
The first one, then we listen to him. And mas nisim, Yehudin daf mem dal roman aleph, perek hazov. The Mishnah says, hazov koines haketzim. If you want to buy silver, so you could pay with it with gold. If you give gold, you could buy silver coins. But the opposite way, no. Hakesef, silver coins, ain't no koines hazov. You cannot buy gold by paying silver coins. In other words, the pshat of the Mishnah is like this, that we know, we'll see in the Gemara, that money is not koina. If you want to buy metaltalim, you have to make a mashicha. You have to pull the metaltalim and make agbor. But kinyan kesef, buying, paying money for metaltalim is not koina. It's not like it's in the Gemara. That's midi raisa, midi rabbanon, we'll see in the Gemara. But I call upon him, you can't pay for utensils. The only way you own it is if you make a kinyan. You have to make a mashicha or you have to make a hagbor. Now, so here the question is, what's called money and what's called metaltalim? So the Mishnah saying a chiddush that hazov, gold, even golden coins are not used. They're not a currency as much as silver coins. So if you compare gold to silver, we say silver is the coin and gold is like metaltalim. Gold is like peri, like peris. Therefore, if I give you money, if I give you gold to buy kesef, luchur it works for terrorists, a kinyan of chalipin. But I can make a chalipin with metaltalim, with terrorists. I give you a pri, and the fact you're kind of the pri, automatically I'm kind of back the other thing. Like if I want to buy something off you, so make like a chalipin. I give you this. You're kind of what I give you, and the fact that you're kind of this, I automatically get back what I want. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. Hazov, if I give you golden coins, which golden coins is considered like peris, they're not called like coins, negated to silver, because the currency is not so good as silver. Therefore, if I give you golden coins to buy silver coins, it's chal v'kinyan, v'chur b'teres chalipin, that as soon as I give you these peris of gold, like automatically you have to, you're machayv yourself to give me back the silver coins, I own the silver coins. But the opposite way, it's no good. Hakesef, if I give you silver coins, which is money, with money you can't do chalipin. And for tinyan v'kteres peroyin, you can't buy something with money. Kesef is not koina, like we'll see in the Gemara, midiraisa midirabon. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, that hakesef ain't a koina sazov. If I give you silver coins to buy a few golden coins, the kinyan is not chal. Now, hanachoshes, copper coins, koines a kesef. The same thing. Negei to kesef, silver coins, silver is the main currency. That's called the money. Copper coins is only considered like peris. Therefore, you can make a kinyan chalipin with the nechoshes. So if I give you nechoshes in order to buy back the kesef, as soon as you take the nechoshes from me, automatically, I have a kinyan on the kesef. But the opposite way, via kesef, if I pay you silver coins to buy off you, the copper coins ain't the koines a nechoshes. I'm not koina to nechoshes. Because kesef is not koina, there's no kinyan kesef. And you can't make chalipin with kesef. Therefore, if I want to buy a few your copper coins, I can't do it by giving you money, by giving you silver coins. Now, moyas haroyas, bad money, that's not used so much. Rashi says it means shenislu, it was spoiled already. Koina says a yofi. So since they're not used so much, it's like peris negated to good money. So if I give you bad coins, in order to buy you the good coins, the kinyan is chalas, like a chalipin right now. I'm giving you paris, and as soon as you're coin of the paris, right away I own the good coins. But the opposite way, no. If I give you good coins, so I give you money, in order to buy you a few bad coins, the kinyan is not chal. Ain't no kindness, that's a royce. If I give you good coins, that's called money. Money is not kinyan, there's no kinyan with kesef on metaltlim. With metaltlim, you have to make a kinyan meshicha, or else a kinyan chalipin, but not with money. A simon, Rashi says, sheino lev tzura. Type of a coin, but has no picture on it at all. Just a flat coin. So kindness a matbeya. That's not considered kesef, negates a regular coin. So if you want to buy coins of somebody, and you give him the asimon, the kinyan is chal, because the asimon is considered like paris. It's called like metaltlim, that you couldn't make a kinyan chalipin with metaltlim. But the amatideya, if I want to pay good coins to buy a few an asimon, ain't a coin, it's a simon. I cannot be coin of the asimon, because money is not the kinyan. And the Vaiter Mishnah says, you say this, that metaltlim, coin is a matideya. That's the klal here. If I use metaltlim, like to make the kinyan chalipin, I'm giving you metaltlim. And of course, as soon as you get the metaltlim, automatically I own the kesef, that's good. But the matzideya ain't a kinyan metaltlim. But I give you money to receive back metaltlim, kesef, there's no kinyan kesef by metaltlim. Not the teres kesef, and not the teres chalipin. Chalipin cannot be done with the matzideya. Now, kol ha metaltlim, kinyan is there, zeh. Who are then with one metaltlim, you could be kinyan another metaltlim. Rashi says, Dein b'teres chalipin, whether I want to make a chalipin here, I'm giving you one metaltlim, and I make an exchange for the metaltlim that you have. So as soon as you are coining this metaltlim that I give you, make the meshich or the agbor, automatically I own what you want to give back to me. So Rashi says, Dein b'teres chalipin, she'echlef elu b'yelu. So kivin shemoshech echad, if I give you a glass, and I want to get back from you a knife, as soon as you're moshech the glass, automatically, konechaber reshaloi, I'm automatically coining the knife back from you. Or else Rashi says, Bein b'teres damin. Or else when I give metaltlim, it also works b'teres apura in the payment. Bekama titen li eshelecho bekach v'kach. I can make up for you. How much do you want for your knife? You want $10. Now, v'zeh chayz of yemen. Now I say to you, bekama titen li eshelecho. How much would you want for your glass? And the guy says, also $10. Says, so, it's a good exchange now. My glass is worth $10 and your knife is worth $10. So make an exchange. So the kids said, with metaltlim, you could make a kinyan to be kinyan. This will say the whole paragraph about this. But Pasha is as kinyan chalipin, though. So make a kinyan chalipin with metaltlim. Or else there's a proyin of zeh kineg is zeh with metaltlim also. Case it. Now the Mishnah explains it. What's the case? Moshe chemenu peris. I make a kinyan mashiach. I want to buy a few of your fruits. So I make a mashiach. I'm kinyan of the peris. And I did not give you any money yet. So locher is, ainu yochel achzabay. You have no right to be chayzer. Since he made a kinyan in the Paris, once he was cornered the Paris with Meshicha, that's a kinyan by Paris, even though you did not pay money. Money we don't need for the kinyan by Metaltlim. What about Nosan Lemois? Let's say you know I'm going to buy fruit off you. So I give you the $10 for the fruits. But V'loi Moshach Emenu Paris, I did not make a Meshicha, I did not move the Paris at all. So a fact I paid you means nothing. Yochul Achzabai, I have a right to retract. Or you have a right to say I don't want to sell it to you anymore. By Metaltlim, paying money is not a kinyan. So therefore, both of them have a right to retract. Just Abel Omru, but the Chum said like, Misha Poro, Miyanshe, Dora Mabel, Midora Flogo, who also li Poro, Misha, and Oimed, Bidiburai. Sound like a knas, like a curse, Midirabonin, that somebody that paid money for it. And then you want to retract.